It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, another theater interview today. Those of you that listen regularly know those are some of my favorites. This time it's Aspen Community Theater's production of 9 to 5, the musical. Paula Maker is the director. Danny Kopf plays Violet in this show, and Ben McMurray is the musical director. I'm sure that other people would disagree, but it just seems like such a dynamic and fun, happy show. I mean, I guess there are certain moments that maybe aren't as happy as others, because after all, someone does, you know, end up ingesting rat poison and going out the window, right?
Ish. But even, like, there are moments that you root for the people doing the dark deeds mm-hmm. because of the motivation behind it. And so even those darker moments are filled with joy
right.
and filled with getting the audience behind you and mm-hmm. and really kind of cheering on these downtrodden secretaries who are after their boss. And it's kind of funny. It's funny. I was watching the movie Horrible Bosses this week. And
that
realized,
would be a great way to prepare for 9 to 5.
Well, it is 9 to 5. And I was just struck by it in the middle of it. I was like, oh my God, this is the exact same plot. It's just divided over three different bosses.
And roles are kind of reversed, too. Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. you know, kind of plays the, if you will, the sexist Dabney Coleman kind of person.
Yeah, I mean,
movie, yeah.
Split between her and Kevin Spacey and Colin Farrell, they all exhibit all of the more loathsome traits that Dabney Coleman's character exhibited.
Sure.
And yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, this is exactly the same plot. No wonder I like it so much.
Isn't it interesting how those things come to... What's the word I'm looking for?
They're come cyclical.
To yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, there are no new ideas,
and you don't really realize until you know you're in the moment, and oh, wait a minute, this I've heard this somewhere before.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see Aspen Community Theater's presentation of 9 to 5, the musical. It's at the Aspen District Theater. Tickets through the Wheeler box office. So 920-5770 or Aspen Show Tix TIX. com. Obviously, it's Aspen Community Theater, so it's a community theater group, and yet it's in Aspen. So you have access to a lot of talent you may not have access to in other communities in the country.
This
right,
is
Paula?
Very yeah. true. I'm quite pleased with the talent here. A lot of people have had professional careers, you know, what really has been great for me is working with Danny and Amy Kaiser, who is playing Judy, and Katrina. Oh my gosh! Now I'm going blank.
Clywater
as
Danny is on point today. That's
right.
All I can
last
say.
Name today.
You know, it was very easy to cast this show. And I'm so pleased. I have given basic direction, basic blocking, but have kind of given everyone carte blanche because they really have a good grasp of their characters and really beautiful voices. So I'm just very, very lucky. And the production staff is amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm everything that I've asked for, I've gotten. We rented the set from MTW. We have a tech director up there who is helping us with the set, putting the set together. I've got Ben, who's been an awesome musical director.
Truly.
I mean, my husband is a musical director, and it's just like working with my husband. I love it.
I'm not sure how I would take that if I were you, Ben.
Well, right, you know, my husband's in the business, so it's a rare, you know, it's a rare, really great relationship, and I'm having the same great relationship with Ben as I hit him on the shoulder 5,000 times.
It's been a lot of fun.
There are a number of evening shows. Again, this happens at the District Theater, but tickets being sold through the Wheeler box office. Again, 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 14th, 15th, and 16th with a matinee on Sunday, the 10th. Right in the middle of there.
And that's rare. Good. We're only doing one matinee for this one. Normally we do two. So if you're a matinee goer, you only have one chance. And tickets are already selling pretty well for that matinee.
Sure they would be.
So.
Especially with a big, well-known show like this, I would think that they would go pretty quick. Again, it's Aspen Show Tix, TIX.com, or 920-5770. So we will force Ben to engage with the rest of us here when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, we're talking about Aspen Community Theater's production of 9 to 5, the musical. Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7 o'clock. And the Sunday matinee, November 10th at 2 p.m. at the District Theater in Aspen. Again, tickets through the Wheeler Box Office, 920-5770, or Aspen Show Tix, TIX.com. What are ticket prices, by the way?
$25.
For everybody?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. One price.
Yep.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Yeah, because this isn't really a show that's geared toward kids. It's not that it's not really kid-friendly, but it is PG. You know, don't send your kids off to the matinee alone.
Right.
But, you know.
It's interesting that you would say that, because I frequently, when we talk about plays, I ask, okay, what would you rate it if it were a movie? I think the movie was probably PG as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there is a little bit of language and obviously content, and, you know, it deals with misogyny and sexism in the workplace and, you know, potential murder. But, you know, family-friendly themes, yeah.
I'm sure they see much worse in the movies.
Right? Fair enough, in this day and age. Keep in mind, in, oh, was it 1980, 1981, when 80. The movie came out? 80? Okay. There was no PG-13.
Right.
So it was either PG or R at that time. And you compare the two, and you're like, okay, much more PG in this case.
Yeah.
By the way, Danny Kopf is Violet in this production of 9 to 5. Paula Maker is the director. Ben McMurray is the music director. They're actually a 10-piece orchestra for this show.
Yeah, yeah. This is my first year as a music director with ACT. So we've gotten a few local musicians who are, you know, regulars in the shows. Rob Merritt, I know, has been playing trumpet in those pits for longer than I've been here. Much longer, it seems like, I think. But Rob's a great trumpet player and a reliable guy for those shows. Yeah, and we got a couple new folks who are joining for the first time. Some new folks who've just moved to the Valley.
Well, we're talking about the caliber of talent that's available in this area on stage. Does that also translate to the pit?
It does. Most of the time, it's tricky because in a place this small, when you try to put together, I mean, community theater in general,
right.
We're fortunate that we can get, almost a full orchestra. I think the show calls for maybe 12 musicians altogether. And, you know, we condense a little bit. You know, guitar players are always hard to find. Especially the trickiest part with a pit orchestra is finding musicians who can read and are super comfortable with a 2-hour show. The amount of times you have to sit down and play, you know, as a guitarist or as a bass or even as a pianist. And sit down and just, like, you know, be on it. The amount of focus you have to have. Luckily, you get to have the book in front of you, where the actors don't.
By the way,
wait, we don't.
Danny, that's going to change so much. Be off book this week.
That's what the stage manager behind the wing is there for. Mm-hmm. You just like on the Little Rascals, you step close to the wing and they give you.
Shout out to Nate Beauchamp. Is that how we say his last?
Beauchamp.
Beauchamp. Shout out to Nate, my right hand. He's amazing.
By the way, if you're listening to what Ben just said and you're thinking, musicians that don't know how to read. He's talking about reading music.
Reading music, yes.
He's talking about reading music. So,
clarify.
You know, F-A-C-E,
so
all cows eat grass.
All those things.
Elvis.
Circle of Fifths.
Yes, exactly.
I had the same thought. I was like,
I thought that maybe we should clarify that.
Non-musical speak, yeah.
In the Dolly Parton hit song, which was a crossover hit, you know, it was a number one on the country chart. I'm sure if it was not number one, it was at least the top five on the Billboard Hot 100. 9 to 5, a big part of the percussion in that song is actually the sound of a typewriter. Do you accomplish that with your orchestra?
Okay. I don't know if it makes an appearance in that song specifically, but it is definitely in the next song, and that's the magic of keyboard players these days in modern musicals, is we play just about anything you can think of nowadays.
Right. Or as my dad once told me, I can play any instrument in the world as long as it's on my synthesizer.
As long as it's on 88 keys, so we have two pianists. Myself, piano conducting, which is the way the show is scored to be. So I'll be playing whenever I have to kind of parse through my score and see, if this moment they say, specifically don't play here. There's a lot of moments in that book where it's like, tacit, so sit out and don't play. So I'm looking at something else, looking at someone else doing all that stuff. But yeah, our other keyboardist covers a lot of those extra sound effects and different things. So it's from a pianist standpoint, it's really fun to be a part of shows that way.
That's awesome.
Exciting.
It is. It keeps you really busy.
I imagine so.
Just about every show these days.
It's interesting that you would mention having to stay focused too. I've often put myself in the position of the in the pit orchestra and thinking, how would you not be tempted to watch the show?
Yeah.
And totally miss your cue.
I've definitely been guilty of that at times.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Luckily, if you're a pit musician, you're kind of bummed about it. In the district there, you can't really see much. Okay. I got when ACT did Spam a lot. That was my first show out here I played for. Once or twice, we had a head roll off stage and almost landed on me. Our conductor stood up and batted it out of the way, so it was in the pit for the first act.
It's kind of like the theater version of the beach ball.
Yes.
Yeah. You never know where it's going to land.
Ball,
I directed a version of Ubu Roy for a college directing project, and I hired a keyboard player to score it from the side. And there was a battle scene where there are lots of head chopping, and she brought cabbages. And when there were head chopping moments, she would take a knife and hack the cabbage in half, and she would throw it to the musicians in the pit.
Well, you have to feed them somehow.
Right.
They have to eat eventually.
But a pit full of cabbage, you don't want to be in there.
Again, the show is Aspen Community Theater presents 9 to 5, the musical. Of course, music and lyrics by Dolly Parton. I don't know if she wrote that before or after the movie. I would guess after she saw the success of the song 9 to 5 and the movie probably is when this whole idea came about. It played on Broadway, I'm guessing. It had to have.
It wasn't that long ago, really. I think it was like
2000.
I think it was 2009 or something.
Somewhere
around there.
Well, and the woman, is it Resnick?
Patricia Resnick also wrote the
screenplay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
So they collaborated on both the movie and the Broadway show. So it's very true to the movie.
And this was a newer show on stage. I did not realize that. I was assuming that it, mid-80s, hey, we got this hit movie, let's do it. So it was more like the 15th anniversary or so.
Yeah,
it's been a trend to convert movies into musicals for Broadway. Mm-hmm.
So often that happens and it takes away. They make it something new, something different. They've done that with Elf and all these classics that people love. And then they alter it to a point where it's almost unrecognizable. And that's the great thing about this one is that it's so true to the movie and the music just enhances it. And I think you can really attribute that to the original writers then collaborating on the musical as well. And it just keeps with that same spirit and is just as enjoyable, if not more.
Is it a fun show?
It's incredibly fun.
I always wonder about that. I mean, the premise is kind of silly, even though it deals with some serious issues in 1980, certainly. And yet, here we are 39 years later and still
relevant.
Today.
Some things have not changed.
Yeah. But no, it's a lot of fun. I mean, this cast, we're constantly giggling. Constantly. And just... And I joke with the actress playing Dora Lee, who we were in Big River together last year, and we played sisters and got to be really good friends. And I get to be really kind of snarky and mean to her on stage, and then we come off stage and it's a love fest all the time. But it's so much fun to step into that role and go go against what is usual, go against what is natural sometimes. And
who plays the boss in this show? Who's the Dabney Coleman character?
A really fantastic actor named Brandon Joseph. I would say his full married name, but I don't actually know how to pronounce his.
It looks like it's Ayon.
Ayon?
But I couldn't.
A-Y-O-N.
A-Y-O-N.
Sorry, Brandon.
Yeah. We're butchering names today.
Yeah, it's great. And he comes from a very theatrical family. His father, identical twin brother, and mother are all actors. They're all from South Dakota, and he's a teacher up at Aspen Country Day School.
So is it really Brandon that's in the show, or is it his brother? Aspen Community Theater presents 9 to 5, the musical, Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, showtimes at 7, doors like 30 minutes before. Mm-hmm. And then the Sunday matinee, November 10th at 2 p.m., all of those performances at the Aspen School District Theater. Tickets through the Wheeler box office, 920-5770, or AspenShowTix.com. $25 for all tickets.
And we should also say that you can also buy tickets at the door.
Sure.
But if you want to choose your seats and get the best view, it's best to pre-purchase them.
So they are reserve seats.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick out a specific seat.
Yep.
There you go. Again, AspenShowTix.com or 920-5770. Back for some final thoughts in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Paula Maker, the director of Aspen Community Theater's production of 9 to 5, the musical. Ben McMurray is the musical director. Danny Kopp is Violet in this show. So the Lily Tomlin character, if you will. We talked a little bit before the break. You're talking about Brandon, who plays the boss, the Dabney mm-hmm. Coleman character in this one. Talk about your other two co-stars, the ones, if you will, the Dolly Parton and the Jane Fonda.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dora Lee Rhodes, the Dolly Parton character, is being played by Katrina Clowitter, another Aspen native, who was also in Big River last year. And then the Jane Fonda character is being played by Amy Kaiser, who is also on the board of directors for ACT, and she is part of the production team, really getting things done with this show.
Super organized.
So organized, so helpful. She's wearing so many hats, mm-hmm. big hats, in this show. They're both
in more ways than one.
They're both amazing. And then Tammy Barr, Aspen Community Theater and Crystal Palace alum, is playing Roz Keith, who is the administrative assistant to the boss, who is just devoted to him 100%. And she has a number that is going to take down the show. It's absolutely incredible. Both she and Brandon have incredible numbers. And
they're
hilarious. Yeah.
Again, the show is based on the 20th Century Fox film back in 1980, mm-hmm. the 9 to 5. Everybody, I would be hard-pressed, we could go out on the street and find anybody that didn't know the song 9 to 5. And yet, the movie was not a musical, as I recall.
No.
So a lot of new music for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Out of curiosity, do you have a favorite song? If we exclude 9 to 5, do you have a favorite in the show?
Absolutely. There's a trio called I Just Might, which is all three of the women in their vignettes kind of making that decision to rise above and really go forward with being true to themselves and finding this passion to stand on their own two feet. And it's a huge transition moment for all three of the women. And it's really incredible. It gives me goosebumps every night, and I love singing it with the other two girls, and then the ensemble is singing behind us off stage. Between that one and then a song called Change It, mm-hmm. which is, I think, Paula's favorite, maybe?
Yeah, it's my favorite, Change It, and also Shine Like the Sun. Mm-hmm. Just so anthemic and empowering. I mean, Dolly Parton's music for this show is really, really incredible. I mean, she's a great songwriter. And I had a chance to spend some time in Dixon, Tennessee, where I did a show called Trailer Park, the Great American Trailer Park Musical. And we were down the road from where Dolly Parton grew up. And the people are there. People there are so nice and so genuine and so tuned in to the realities of life. And if you look at the lifestyle there and then you think about Dolly Parton, like growing up in that mountain town, and then seeing this, listening to the music in this musical, you can totally understand where she's coming mm-hmm. from. Like Backwoods Barbie, mm-hmm. when it talks about, I mean, it's like the story of Dolly Parton's life, right?
The coat of many colors.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. So just beautiful music, but I like Change It and I like Shine Like the Sun because they're empowering anthems.
Mm-hmm. Danny talked about the ensemble singing behind. How many in the cast total?
22 or 24?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not bad.
It's
so,
a big cast.
Yeah.
It's a big cast. And it's we started out learning music and then learning choreography, and then we layered the blocking over. And what's been really satisfying for me, because I'd just come off a gig where I had a bunch of, students who had just graduated, their BFA and master's programs, bright young professionals that came in and blocked the show in 2.5 days. And 3 days later, they're off book and running it, So this is a different animal for me doing the community theater.
Exactly.
And what's been beautiful about this show is everyone's got their day jobs, but they're learning the material. They're absorbing the material. And then every week, the progress has been phenomenal. Like Nate, our stage manager, had taken a week off to go to Hawaii. And when he came back, he was like, oh my gosh, it's a different show, right? Mm-hmm. Because every day something is added and it just keeps on growing and growing. So I'm really so excited about this show.
Ben, from the musical director's standpoint,
yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, we were just asked this question yesterday. My favorite song to play is Heart to Heart, and both spelled differently, versions of Heart. And mostly, so Roz, it's her first moment alone on stage, and it's this great gospel setting of the song, and she describes basically all the things that, for lack of a better word, all the things that she wants with Mr. Hart. So it gets a little detailed, but it's just hilarious. I think it's the first moment in the show. Like, Hart has his song almost, maybe one or two songs before that, when he's singing about Dora Lee. And then in contrast, you have Roz, who's obsessed with Franklin Hart. And it's similar type of wordings for things, mm-hmm. but hers is kind of in secret. Whereas he's a little more overt about his intentions. So there's that one that's fun to play. But yeah, I agree with Change It. And I think probably the best moment in the show, I think. It's towards the end of the second act. It's one of the only full ensemble numbers in the second act. But it also, it's almost like the first moment in the show where the audience is kind of engaged in it, where the message gets to the audience, mm-hmm. basically. The rest is kind of, it's interactions on stage with different actors for a lot of the music. Mm-hmm. But that moment is, only you can change it is kind of the anthem for that song, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, okay. It's putting all of the passion into action, mm-hmm. and really making the changes that they have talked about and complained about and actually are doing it, and you see everybody get on board for the first time and really, like you said, interact. It's the first time some of us interact with some of the other cast members at all. Mm-hmm.
Is that a cool feeling when either if you're in the pit or you're on stage and you have the orchestra and the full ensemble, everybody singing this, major anthem for the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. In every show, we haven't sung yet with this orchestra. We get to do that for the first time tomorrow night. That's where it all really comes together.
It's going to be.
Yeah. Which sounds like a totally different kind of term.
Yeah.
We've kind of sprinkled the conversation today with those other folks behind the scenes that have helped make this production happen. Anybody else that you'd like to talk about? Again, the set is rented from the Music Theater Wichita. From a version of 9 to 5 that they did a few years ago. I know that actually a lot of the crew came from Wichita as well, right, Paul?
My tech crew, Brian Hitchcock is the technical director. He came with the set. And Travis said, well, we need a tech director. Let's hire Travis. So he came up from MTW, came up from Wichita. We unloaded the set, and now he's here until the end of the show. Then he'll tear the set down and put it on a truck and send it back to Wichita. My lighting designer is Ben Yonke, and I've worked with Ben in a number of settings back in Wichita. He's a set designer. He's a lighting designer, and he's also the business agent for our IATSE Local 190 back in Wichita, which I'm also a part of. So that's our Wichita contingent, the three of us. And then we have Colleen Fowley and Rita Hunter doing costumes. Beautiful, beautiful work. Colleen owns an upholstery business
She does upholstery and alterations and she's
incredible work. And my backpack broke when I was here, and she fixed it for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was, you know, who knew when I was going to be able to get to Walmart and get a new backpack, right? So she fixed me right up. So shout out to Colleen for my backpack.
She's great. And yeah, they have a great crew working with them. Elaine Gerson and Kathleen Albert, and even David Dyer, music director extraordinaire, has been helping with costumes. And we have a lot of people who haven't done an ACT show in a long time come back into the fold this year. Diane Young.
She's doing props, right?
Yep, doing props. And
Kathy Gibson
is helping with
doing props.
Nate Hernandez has come on as our fly rail manager. And I think the last show he did with ACT was Chicago in 2008. So it's really amazing to have him back.
Let's not forget the guy making you all sound good.
Oh, Pat. What's Pat's last
Dupre.
Name?
Pat
Dupre. Fantastic guy. I told him, this is what I want. I want everyone in body mics. I want two video monitors backstage. I want a video monitor on him to conduct. I want monitors on stage, monitors in the dressing room. And he's like, yeah, I can do that.
Wow.
Yeah, I can do that. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is awesome, right? So, and then we have Tom Ward painting the floor. Our lighting designer had a specific request. And so I did some floor research, and I sent the research to Tom. But then Tom threw me for a loop. He's like, because I just was going to leave the color decision to him. And he was like, no, I need to know specifically what colors you want on the floor. I'm like, oh, my God. So I had to go back that night and do some more research. And so I got a bunch of color palettes, sent them to Ben, the lighting designer. And Ben's like, okay, this color. No, Ben, lighting designer, not
Ben.
Ben's
now. I'm not used to this.
So you've got two Nates. You've got two Bens.
Right,
You got Brandon that's got a twin, which is almost the same thing.
We're all playing everybody else's roles, and it's great. It's great.
So I got the color palette back to Tom. He was happy. Ben's happy. Everyone's happy about the floor. It's going to get painted tomorrow night.
Tonight,
and then Sitz Probe in our bare feet because we can't walk on the floor in shoes now that it's painted.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Let me know if you ever need sound effects for a show.
Yeah, really.
Aspen Community Theater presents 9 to 5, the musical, music and lyrics by Dolly Parton, the book, the screenplay by Patricia Resnick, based on the 20th Century Fox film. Mm. In 1980, again, it's November 8th and 9th. That's Friday and Saturday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the following weekend, 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7 o'clock. The Sunday matinee on November 10th, so kind of in the middle of the run. The matinee at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 10th. Tickets at the Wheeler box office, 920-5770 or aspenshowtix.com. Tickets through the Wheeler, but the show is actually at the District Theater. Again, $25 for all those tickets. That's a lot of talent for $25.
Yes,
it is.
It's a deal.
Sounds
a screaming
like
deal.
A great show.
It's like a freight train. Once it takes off, it just, you can't stop it. It keeps on going until the end.
Yeah, and it's a fast-moving show. It's not a show that you're going to sit there and be bored through. I mean, it moves really quickly, and it's engaging, and it's fun, and it's funny, and you're going to fall in love with the characters.
Yeah, and the actors are great, and they sound great, and I'm just psyched.
Awesome. We'll look forward to it. Again, it's Aspen Community Theater's production of 9 to 5, aspenshowtix.com or 920-5770. All the best. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.